It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
I'm Murray Gordon, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here with John Robbins and Jeff Kosice from Wintelet. Guys, go ahead and tell me a little about yourself and what you're doing here at the conference.
Well, we're hanging out at the conference, having a good time, working the booth, but we're mainly here to see all the good new stuff. My specialty is concentrate on debugging and performance tuning, and we've written a couple books on it and do a lot of work for Microsoft doing that kind of stuff.
So, most everything I've been doing is called Silverlight. I was here yesterday to do the Silverlight pre-con here at the TDC. Today I've been hanging around the group, meeting folks here at Silverlight, just talking and kind of catching all the new things that are going on.
Nice. So tell me a little bit about the relationship that you guys have with Microsoft and how things are going.
Well, we do a tremendous amount together. One of the big things that we do is that Microsoft needed some people to train Microsoft developers. So we do all the .NET training for devs and testers at Microsoft. So basically that takes up almost all of my time, big chunks of Jeff's, big chunks of Jeffrey Richards, our other partner. And anything that has to do with .NET at Microsoft, we're kind of doing that for all the developers.
Yeah. You guys are slinging books all the time.
No, we really do.
Yeah.
Well, I used to sling books. It's been a little while.
Yeah, he slings books like crazy.
John is still a
good man, so
he can still write some.
Yeah.
If someone says, I read your book, Jeff, I never know whether you're ducky or too.
Right on.
So tell me about the technologies that you guys find most interesting, especially from here at BBC and then where you see things going in the next couple of years.
I'll do the right thing.
Well, I was pretty excited about the cloud and things going on Windows Azure, because I think that like, just think of it as a business guy, right? You know, I've got a little company, we've got these problems. I'm like, oh my God, why am I running all these servers? And I think that the ease of use, especially the federated ID that's coming up with that, I think really is going to open up a lot of stuff. And I think that there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff coming up in that cloud space. And I think that there's going to be a lot. I don't think it has quite sunk in, because I've been talking to folks about it, and it hasn't quite sunk in just what a major shift this is.
Yeah.
Because everybody's thinking, well, I've got my servers. No. You don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty cool. And I think some of the stuff coming up in Dev 10, since I'm kind of into diagnostics, the diagnostic stuff is absolutely stunning from the testing and bugging and tuning standpoint.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like Silverlight client, what are some of the things that y'all are focusing on right now in terms of your consultants kind of working you're looking for?
So we're doing a lot of Silverlight work right now, Silverlight development work.
All right.
Quite a bit of that is for Microsoft. Also doing a lot of Silverlight development work for customers that are not Microsoft. There's been a ton of interest in it because any company that's producing web applications, working with HTML, JavaScript, and Ajax in recent years, they know there has to be a better way. So if they become this way, including Silverlight web development, it's like you've had handcuffs on for the last 2 years, and you locked them away to sell. You know, Silverlight lets you out of that cell and takes the standard software. So all of a sudden, everything's possible.
Yeah,
never possible.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Great things are coming up. There's some new stuff being announced around Silverlight.
Yeah.
But the next 6 months or so, there's going to be all kinds of interesting stuff.
Now, do you think, as far as when you're meeting with those ISVs or different software companies that are making those developments, what kind of questions are you getting around the client? WPF versus Silverlight.
Yeah, that's been kind of interesting. I want to follow up a little bit with Jeff said. What amazed me about Silverlight is how fast our clients are talking about. You know, it went from zero to almost everybody we talked to was talking about Silverlight. And that's kind of the first time I think we've seen that with any Microsoft technology, with that kind of immediate scale. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But I think there is a lot of confusion. Folks are still trying to figure out what should be web-based, what should be original client. And Silverlight kind of borders that. But we're like I'm talking with one of our big clients, and they're kind of building a big WPF, a huge WPF. And they're kind of realizing, wait a minute, we just like, oh my God. Yeah, and so you know, this is where, well, I think some of the confusion is coming, because I think, you know, it kind of depends on where you come from, right? You know, this company has always made, you know, big client apps, so that's immediately what they think. They immediately go to the WPF. Now, all of a sudden, wait a minute.
They've got options.
They've got options, and they're looking very hard. I was just talking to one of their executives is here at the conference, and they're making some big decisions, and, you know, they're thinking about, how do we make this big client app? And I think that's kind of an interesting take.
We hit on something there, you know, about the kind of requirements we're getting from customers. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, we didn't have people meeting on Twitter.
Yeah.
We said, hey, we want to go to the that is having a lot more support. So I think an interesting thing is going to happen. Whereas acceptance rate for the WPF has been okay.
Yeah.
Not been maybe as overwhelming as we'd like it to be. I think it's still the last thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of devs are discovering the example. They're saying, wait a minute, you mean I can do all this and more for the WPF? You watch and see if it doesn't drive for the adoption of the WPF.
For sure. You know, I've always thought if there was a button to take my Silverlight app to WPF,
yeah,
with a compile without many changes at all,
yeah,
that would make me...
Could you do that this afternoon?
Yeah, can we get that button made?
When do you need it?
Yeah, take me to WPF button.
Yeah. One of the things that the Silverlight team is working really hard on is giving us a WPF. So, to a large extent already, it's
getting there.
Now, in real life, you're going to have to do a little bit more, but it's not like you're having to do it from scratch. Silverlight is basically a functional superset of WPF. Yeah. There's very little in Silverlight that's not in there. There's state management, one fixed on 12.
Cool. Hey, well, guys, thank you so much for stopping by the booth today.
Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it.
Good to see you.
It was a pleasure.